You are going to listen to the podcast of Class 3D.
Fake news are a huge problem today. Most of them are conditioning our opinions, our decisions, and public lives. They don't only refer to politics or administration decisions, they are part of our everyday life. They can ruin each of our days. We have reflected on the strange ways in which this phenomenon sometimes occurs, so we decided to offer you an imaginary example of a situation that could generate the production of fake news. This is what we think might have happened some days ago. While a group of friends were walking in the park, one of them told to the others,
"Have you heard what Don Toretto did?"
"No, what did he do?"
"I read that he robbed a bank."
"Where did you read that?"
"I read it on www.news.com.
"Can you show me this website? It seems very strange."
"Sure, let me show you."
"Wow, it's full of fake news."
"I think so."
"Really? I thought that was a good website."
"How didn't you realize that the site was full of fake news?"
"Yeah, how didn't you notice that?"
"Come on, guys, I'm really annoyed. Do you think I'm stupid? I leave you, I'm going home."
"Come on, and don't be so mad."
While Lorenzo is going home, the boys keep talking.
"The way he reacted with is absolutely not right."
"You won't believe that. Lorenzo beat us in the park."
"Yeah, he hurt me so much."
"Really? Lorenzo, how could you do it?"
"Wait, what happened?"
"We were walking along the park lane and we were talking about some fake news.
But Lorenzo got mad and he beat us."
"I could never imagine that you were able to do such things. I could never expect it from you."
"Wait, let's find a way to solve this problem. I know him very well, and I cannot believe that he generated such a trouble."
Sometime, Lorenzo, Giulio, and Christian gather to discuss and resolve the misunderstanding.
"I think you two have something to tell us, don't you?"
"Please, Lorenzo, forgive us. We were only mad at you because you went home for nothing and you left us alone. Then we got bored. We thought we could live an upper day."
Lorenzo looks surprised, but eventually he smiles.
"Seriously? You made up that whole fake news story just to spice up the day?"
"Yeah, we thought it was harmless fun, but we didn't anticipate it would escalate like that."
"We are sorry, Lorenzo. We should have thought about the consequences."
Alice, who is still upset, chimes in.
"I can't believe you guys did that. It's not funny to spread the fake news, even as a joke."
"Wait, so the whole thing about Dom Toretto robbing a bank was fake?"
"Yes, completely made up."
Lorenzo, realizing the situation, decides to diffuse the tension.
"Well, I guess I overreacted. I should have realized it was a joke. Let's just move past this, and next time, let's find a more harmless way to have fun together."
Sounds like a plan. Remember, it's crucial to be mindful of the potential impact of our action, even if it's meant as a joke. Let's make sure we learned about this."
The group agrees, and they decide to focus on more positive and constructive ways to spend their time together, emphasizing the importance of responsible behavior, even in their leisure activities.